این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
February the 22nd, 1989, Jamaran, Tehran. Addressees, clerics, religious reference authorities, seminary students, and leaders of the Friday and other congregational prayers. The Muslim world is also a witness from time to time to the outbursts of the world devourer's wrath against a good cleric. The authentic ulama of Islam have never been subservient to capitalists, money worshippers, and khans, and have always kept this nobility for themselves. It is blatantly unjust for one to mention that the noble clergy advocating the pure Muhammadan Islam is one siding with capitalists. God will not forgive those who are spreading such lies. The committed clergy is thirsty for the blood of leech-like capitalists. They have never been, nor will they be in good terms. With asceticism, piety, and contentment, they have received their education. After attaining intellectual and spiritual positions, they have also lived in the same ascetic way, devoid of attachment to the glitters of the world. They have never acquiesced to favor and abjectness. The meticulousness and study in the lives of the early ulama speak of their poverty and ultimately magnanimous spirit in acquiring knowledge, how they have studied under the candlelight and moonlight, and how they lived with contentment and dignity. In propagating spirituality and jurisprudence, neither force nor asset of the money, worshippers and the affluent people is at work, but rather their skill, sincerity, and commitment for their being anointed by the people. The opposition of the clerics in the past towards some manifestations of civilization has been merely out of their fear of foreign influence. The sense of threat of the spread of the alien culture, particularly the cliché culture of the West, had made them deal cautiously with inventions and phenomena. The upright ulama, who had seen enough lies and deceits of the world devourers, were not relying on anything. For them, devices such as radio and television were prelude to imperialist penetration. Thus, sometimes they would issue a decree prohibiting their use. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar.